RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's G&D here on The Fan. I'm Danny Ruhier. That's not Grant Paulson, though. That's Kedra Golston's music, by God. Hanging out with us until 6:30 this evening. We make way for the Washington Capitals on these airwaves tonight. Jay Gruden joins us at 5 p.m. Go over what he saw, over the weekend. We'll talk a little Washington game with him as well, all the way back to Christmas, but really go through some meaningful games in the NFL as we careen towards the postseason and week, was it 18, 19? I can't remember what week it is. Play 17 games, so there's 18, but everyone gets one. So week 18, that's coming up. But college football is still in full swing. So the Saturdays have been vacated, right, where now you have NFL games on Saturdays as you kind of head down the stretch. A couple marquee ones are this Saturday, for example. But college football, now in its playoff, we're now in this year of, okay, we got the 12 teams. There's always going to be somebody griping about team number 12 versus 13 or whatever. If it's 16, you'll have a problem with 17 and 16. That's going to be never-ending when you're trying to select and pare down. But Miami plays Ohio State Wednesday night. That's New Year's Eve at 7:30. Alabama, Indiana, January 1st at 4 p.m. At noon, Oregon, Texas Tech, and a couple upset team I don't really know. In the Sugar Bowl, Ole Miss is playing. Who are they playing?
The Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, okay. That's Thursday night at 8 p.m. So you get one appetizer New Year's Eve, then three games New Year's Day. It's a great setup. It's awesome. Middle of the week, it's a little bit unusual. I just want to get your perspective on this. You played at Georgia. You played in the NFL for a long time, and now you're preparing kids to go D1. You got several guys in your charge, who were scholarship-type athletes competing for state championships at some of the highest levels in the state and the country. Give me kind of your state of the state here on the new world that we're in of college football, NIL transfers, the whole nine yards. Just kind of give me your thoughts. I just want to double click.
Man, I mean, you talk about a layers of onions, right? And so, you know, for years we all, you know, the NIL thing, right? Name, image, likeness. Like, where do you start with it, right? The transfer portal. Now players can go to junior college for 2 years and still have 4 or 5 years of eligibility left, right? So what does that do, right? For all the positives that now collegiate athletes have, right, there's a trickle-down effect. The first thing that comes to mind is, you know, before a Power Five or, you know, FCS or even an FBS program, right, they would probably sign anywhere between 15 to 25 high school kids, right? That number now is down to 12 to 9 per year, right? So with the opportunities that's presented, right, there's less opportunities for high school kids, right? So the entry level to college sports, whereas a kid might would have started off at a Virginia Tech or a, Michigan, now they might have to start off at a smaller tier school, a Miami of Ohio, a 1AA school, right? Because now you're not just competing with other high school students, right? You're competing with people that have a year or two in college, you know, have already developed. They've already, gained the 30 pounds. They've already took the course load, right? And so it's kind of all over the place. I think, you know, the NCAA, the collegiate presidents are all kind of reacting to situations versus, you know, being proactive and kind of understanding there's a cause and effect to anything that happens in college sports. And albeit, right, like you don't want to lose why everybody enjoys college sports, right? And that's where my frustration is coming in. It's starting to become, it's always been about the money, right? Like universities are built, right? It's always been about the money, but now it just seems to be all decisions are made because of money. And we're kind of losing what made college football special.
So there are a couple things I want to follow up and share a couple things. I think because of the way things are structured, and I'm not saying you specifically, but as a Georgia alum, if Georgia's good, then there's a few million people that are going, that's all I care about. If Georgia beats Florida, that's what I want. How we get there doesn't matter to that many people, I think, in a lot of cases. Right? Like the guy with the fun accent, the foghorn leg on top guy that's going to donate a couple million dollars to Georgia because they're going to beat Alabama, tell you what. If they do that, that's great, and they don't care. And I think there's enough of that with the big programs that they're not that interested in, quote-unquote, the health of college football. Any system that keeps Wesley's an Ohio State guy, for example. Ohio State's at the top. Why would he want to change anything? You know what I mean? Like, they're awesome every year. They're defending national championships, got a great chance to win it again this year. Georgia's really good. So people aren't at the highest levels that would need to change, aren't really incentivized. Just kind of my first thought there. React to that.
I mean, to be quite honest, right, and this is not a shot at anybody, right, underneath the old format, Ohio State's not even playing for a national championship, right? And Ryan Day, for as great as he is, right, coming up until last year, there were talks about letting him go. Was he the guy to win a national championship?
Funny, I think, right?
You know, at Ohio State, right? So all you've essentially did, right, is like there's always going to be the Ohio States, the Georgias, the Alabamas, you name kind of that blue blood of college football. They're always going to be in the top 12. You know what I mean? The thing that I thought made college football so important was, one, unlike the NFL, right, where there's only one team that's really happy at the end of the year, right, there was something called a BCS, right, that if you played in one of those four games, right, like there were still some accomplishments that were out there, right? And you're not dealing with 32 teams like you are in the NFL. You're dealing with 100-plus teams, right?
Yep.
It's hard to kind of shorten that up to give a true champion without watering down the regular season. You know, my first year at Georgia, we were 13-1, and because of our preseason ranking, we didn't get an opportunity to play Miami or Ohio State in a national championship, right? That I don't necessarily think that took away from my experience as a college, because we beat Florida State. We won an SEC championship against Arkansas. We beat Florida State in the Sugar Bowl, and that was a really successful year for us and memories that I cherish forever. What I'm saying is that the thing that you love, if you change it too much, is not going to be that thing anymore, right? And at a certain point, these millionaires, these billionaires, right, like how much money year in and year out are they going to continually put into college athletics when for a lot of them, the games aren't winning? You know, Michigan, for instance, right, scandals aside, that they paid their quarterback a lot of money, and he's a young guy, but
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The wins aren't necessarily equating to the money that's being spent on some of these rosters.
So the pendulum has swung. And here's the example I always use. In fact, I got to hang out with her last week. One of my dear friends from college at GW was on the women's basketball team. And she was minding her business. Someone asked if they could take her picture. She's 6'4", beautiful, right? Just you notice somebody like that, right? So they took a picture, and unbeknownst to her, put her face on a flyer for some bar doing a $3 happy hour pizza shooters, whatever the hell the stupid thing was. The NCAA catches wind of it and suspends her for 4 games. Like, that's insane. She didn't make a cent, wasn't endorsing anything. Had her naively said, okay, I'll take my picture taken. Got her picture taken, ended up on a flyer somewhere. Someone made a bunch of Xerox copies of it, right? So she got suspended. That's ridiculous. That was insane then in 1998 when it happened, and it would be insane now. My point is, some correction there I think is good, and some correction there has always made sense to me. That to me is what NIL was supposed to be, right? Where if they want to give her $100 to get her picture taken to come to, you know, the exchange nightclub or whatever, then that's fine. That should be okay. That's not because she was a UW basketball player or at any university. It's because she's tall, blonde, and beautiful. No problem. You should be able to do that. It wasn't supposed to be a giant organized slush fund to just straight up pay players, right? Where you just pour millions of dollars into something and it's like, hey, I'm a pretty decent power forward from, I'm going to four schools in 4 years, whoever's the highest bidder. That's not what it was designed to do. And we're now at a place where the toothpaste is out of the tube to me, and you can't put it back in because how are you going to tell kids that are now getting life-changing money that we'd like you to do that, but maybe a little bit less? Like, I don't know where you go from here.
Yeah, so they're already starting. So, like, before, right, like, it was, you know, NIL, right? And so a collective could raise as much money, right? Like, each – the schools technically prior to the Supreme Court ruling that happened over the summer, right, could raise as much money as possible and pay it out, right? And you could go to, hey, do an appearance at Joe's Car Wash, and they give you X number of thousands of dollars, and you do that six times a year, and you end up with a pretty decent chunk of change, right? With revenue sharing, right, everybody's heard the number, the $20.5 million, right? The $20.5 million that gets spread out over all collegiate athletes, all scholarship athletes are eligible for that money, right? Now they're figuring, all right, well, we can now level the playing field out, because what Michigan can spend versus what Georgia Tech, per se, can spend might be different because of boosters and so on and so forth. Now you got this $20 million. Well, there's still an NIL portion of it, right? And so what the presidents, rightfully so, right, they don't want to have to keep spending millions upon millions upon millions of dollars, because there's always going to be somebody else that can bid more, right? And we don't have enough data points to say, hey, how do we now build a competitive roster in college football to be competitive? A lot of universities are going after the NFL model, where you spend money in the quarterback room, you got a pass rusher, you got a left tackle. I would argue that's not the right formula, because you look at the last few national champions, some of the best college football teams we know, you don't even know. Ken Dorsey on that 01 Miami team, right? Stetson Bennett, which is two-time national championship quarterback at Georgia, right? Fifth-round draft pick, right? That team was built with big, strong, fast people.
Yes, it was.
That just run through people. It's all happening in real time, right? What was intended to allow players to be compensated for their name, image, and likeness is now turned into pay-to-play, which I was against when I was in college, right? You were a collegiate athlete as well. It was like a badge of honor to go through that struggle of digging through couches to try to come up with $7 to go get seven double cheeseburgers at Wendy's back in the day in the summer when the dining hall was closed and you needed money. I struggle with trying to put restraints on people earning money.
Right.
And that's kind of where it is, right? Because if from a free market standpoint, right, the market tells you what you're worth, right? And whatever the market bears is what it bears, and it'll kind of figure itself out. The thing that I wish that I would want the NCAA to do something about is, let's continue to tie it to percentage of graduation, right? Instead of just handing kids money, right? And I'm going to kind of contradict myself, right? But a college kid that's on scholarship, that's on a scholarship check, that all the room and board and everything's paid for. Do they really need $30,000 a month, right? Could you put some of that money in an escrow, right, that's put off to the side for them, that, you know, once they complete a certain percentage of their degree, that money gets, they have access to it, and so on and so forth, so that you stagger it out like any other company, right? You have severance pay, you have an annuity plan, right? You have a quote-unquote a 401k, where that's not really applicable in a four-year, five-year period, but you can still use some of those tools to actually help the collegiate athlete that is having all this money thrown at them. Because we've seen this, right? We've seen the NFL average career 3 years, right? Now you're giving more money, right? Like, you have college athletes that are making more money as collegiate athletes than I made and a lot of people made in their first contract in the NFL, right? Well, what is the unintended consequences for that, right? Like, who's – what about taxes, right? Like, what lifestyle have they created that now when football is over with – because some of these guys – and I won't say teams or names, right? But there was a kid that was making $350,000 defensive lineman at a major university. He didn't get invited to an NFL camp. He won't play one down of football in the NFL, right? So the university got him a job making $90,000 a year. He told the coach, I can't live off that. Because he had had a lifestyle of $300,000+ a year, right? And so it's better to have never had than to have had and lost. You see what I'm saying?
I do.
And that's tough to a young man or really any person to be introduced to that type of lifestyle. And yes, and everybody's going to say, well, what about their parents? And if they make that much money, then they should manage it. I would caution anybody that if somebody handed you $200,000 as a 17, 18-year-old,
I might not have made the best calls.
How responsible are you going to be with that money?
That's Kedrick Golston. I'm Danny Ruhier. I want to follow up and have a couple more things here to weigh in on when it comes to college football, the playoffs. It's exciting to a degree. Once we get here, it's cool. But there's a lot of it that I find myself not as excited or into the sport as I maybe would have been. I know I didn't go to a football school. We didn't have college football, so maybe I'd have felt differently if I was at UVA or Virginia Tech or somewhere else. But it's interesting. I want to touch more on that when we come back. Plus, Jay Gruden joins us at 5. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.